Hare Krishna. So let's see the last sloka of chapter number 4. And here Krishna is instructing Arjuna after giving the entire transcendental knowledge in chapter 4 in 41 verses. So let's see sloka number 42.
Tasmad agnana sambhutam ritastam jnana sinatmanah Chitvainam samshayam yogam atishthotishta bharata.
So here Krishna is saying, tasmad, therefore, after speaking 41 shlokas, giving transcendental knowledge to Arjuna, then he's saying, therefore, now Krishna is going to instruct. So he's saying, therefore, tasmad. And then he says, samshayam, O Arjuna, the doubts, sambhutam, which have arisen by agnana, which have arisen in your heart because of what? Because of ignorance. And where are they situated? Heart, ritastam. They're situated in the heart. So what are we supposed to do? So here Krishna is saying, jnana asina atmanaha chitvainam. So he's saying that chitva, destroy, cut what? Cut this all doubts which have arisen because of ignorance. Using what? Asina, sword. Sword made up of jnana, transcendental knowledge. And then he says, yogam. That armed with yoga. Yoga astita. Yoga atishta. Yoga atishta. Situated in yoga or armed with yoga. Uttishta. Get up. Stand up. Bharata, oh Bharata, stand and fight. See, this is what is the essence of entire Bhagavad Gita, where Krishna is encouraging Arjuna to fight. This is what we are seeing. So here, finally in the last shloka of 4th chapter, again Krishna is saying that with the sword of knowledge, cut all these doubts that you have, and now you stand up and fight, oh Bharata, oh descendant of the dynasty of Bharat. So here in the purport, Prabhupada gives a summary of the entire chapter. So yoga system instructed in this chapter is called Sanatan Yoga, or eternal activities performed by the living entities. Sanatan Dharma or Sanatan Yoga, that is there, it basically talks about the eternal religion of the living entity and the activities, the eternal activities that the living entities are supposed to do. And here is given that this yoga has two divisions. What are those? One is called sacrifice of material possessions. So this we have seen elaborately in the previous shlokas. So wherein there are different types of sacrifices, and few of them were this one. That is sacrificing one's material possession. And the other is called knowledge of self. So now when it comes to this sacrifice of material possession, if suppose the person does not do it with a pure spiritual motive, so that particular sacrifice actually becomes material. But then when it comes to this knowledge of self, understanding that we are spirit soul, understanding who is Supreme Personality of Godhead and what is our relationship with Him. And I guess we have repeated this many times. We are part and parcel of Krishna. So if someone knows this particular thing, so this is something which is called as pure spiritual activity. So that is one of the sacrifice. That is knowledge of self. Then it is said that when we come to spiritual activities, now we are just talking about spiritual activities, we find that they are also divided into two. What are they? First one, the activity by which we can understand our own constitutional position. Who am I? So we are part and parcel of Krishna. First one. Second, the truth regarding the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Tattva. The truth about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Who is Supreme Personality of Godhead? And Krishna very, very mercifully he has spoken in the first few shlokas of this particular chapter that why he descends and the various wonderful transcendental aspects of his activities and his descent basically. He has spoken very nicely. So more understanding about the Supreme Personality of Godhead in truth, in tattva. So that is basically the second one. So these are the two basic aspects of spiritual activity. Now, one who follows the path of Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavad Gita as it is, can very easily understand these two important divisions. Now, obviously, all of us might have understood. We have been, you know, just going through the first four chapters. And so many points are already clear. So many basic things that we need to know when it comes to spiritual life are already clear in various ways. So just imagine when we study the entire Bhagavad Gita, there will be so much of clarity in life. Right? So that's what is told here. That just by going through the Bhagavad Gita, understanding Bhagavad Gita, these two aspects will be very clear. Who am I? Who is Lord? And what is my relationship with the Lord? Now, in the beginning of this chapter, the transcendental activities of the Lord were discussed by the Supreme Lord Himself. So many shlokas, you know, those were discussed. Like, for example, Yada Yada Hi Dharmasya, that particular shloka. Paritranaya Sadhunam, that particular shloka. Janma Karma Chame Divyam. So, various shlokas are there in Bhagavad Gita, and especially in this fourth chapter, you know, which talks about the transcendental aspect of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now, in spite Lord personally giving about instruction about his own self, if the person, in spite of such instructions, one who does not understand the real nature of the Lord as eternal, blissful, and all-knowing, that is Sachidananda, Vigraha, Personality of Godhead, is certainly F-O-O-L, number one. Fool number one. So, this is very clear. Krishna himself is talking about his own personality. He's saying, I am Supreme Personality of Godhead. I am transcendental. I am doing this. I am doing that. And still after this, someone doesn't believe and doubt. Then what to talk about, you know, the unfortunate situation of such a person. He is a human being, but he can be equated easily to animal. An animal having two legs without horns and tail. That's what we can say. Ignorance, now basically such a person is in ignorance. So here it is said, ignorance can be removed by gradual acceptance of principles of Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness awakened by different types of sacrifices. Now, if someone knows that, okay, I'm in ignorance, so I should destroy this ignorance. How should I do that? With gradual acceptance of Krishna consciousness. It's not expected that, you know, at a go, everything should be accepted as it is. It might be difficult, you know, because of the level of ignorance the person is in. So step by step, slowly, the person can actually go up the ladder in Krishna consciousness. And there are various different sacrifices mentioned. In the previous verses we saw, there are so many different types of sacrifices mentioned. And what is their goal? So the different types of sacrifices, they are based on regulated action, first. And secondly, the important factor is self-realization. So these are the two important points when it comes to the various sacrifices. And we know the best sacrifice in the age of Kali Yuga that anyone and everyone can do is chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. It doesn't matter how the ignorant or how much ignorant the person is, that person will be easily delivered if he chants the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So somehow or the other, each and every person in this age of Kali Yuga should take up chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. That's what is the appeal that the Vedic scriptures make. And then it is given that one who seeks that objective is the real student of Bhagavad Gita, but one who doubts the authority of Krishna, unfortunately he falls back. One is therefore advised to study Bhagavad Gita or any other scripture. How? How to study? Here it is given, under a bona fide spiritual master with service and surrender. So anyone who studies Bhagavad Gita under the guidance of a bona fide spiritual master, serving the spiritual master, surrendering onto the lotus feet of the spiritual master, he can actually understand the entire purport, entire essence of Bhagavad Gita very, very nicely. And who is a bona fide spiritual master? A bona fide spiritual master is in the disciplic succession from time eternal. And he does not deviate at all from the instructions of the Supreme Lord as they were imparted millions of years ago to the Sun God, from whom the instructions of Bhagavad Gita have come down to the earthly kingdom. So who is a bona fide spiritual master? Who belongs to a parampara and who follows the instructions of parampara, which is coming directly from Krishna as it is without deviating. He just acts as a transparent medium between Krishna and the entire guru disciplic succession and people who are ignorant. He's a transparent medium. He just passes on the information. He passes on the knowledge as it is to people down the line. So such a person is bona fide. And we can accept, we can learn the essence of Bhagavad Gita and in fact the Vedic scriptures in general. So finally, it is said, the Lord is definitely the Supreme Person and His activities are transcendental. See, this particular thing we'll be able to understand when we learn Bhagavad Gita as it is from a bona fide person. Not from those people who want to comment on Bhagavad Gita, who want to speak on Bhagavad Gita, just to make sure that their personal selfish motives are fulfilled. So if we properly learn Bhagavad Gita as it is, like Arjuna could get it from a bona fide spiritual master, then we'll understand the statement that Lord is definitely a supreme person and His activities are transcendental. One who understands this is a liberated person from the very beginning of his study of Bhagavad Gita. So this one simple thing, if we can understand that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead, He is transcendental beyond this entire material creation, such a person is already liberated. Because he will act on the transcendental platform, so he is called as already liberated. So in this way, Krishna has given all these wonderful transcendental aspects, transcendental knowledge. And now he is telling Arjuna, see, you have got so many doubts. You are actually in ignorance now. I have given you transcendental knowledge. Use the sword of transcendental knowledge and cut all the doubts into pieces. And now, O Arjuna, stand up and fight. So here we complete the entire chapter, chapter number 4. Now, in the next video, let's try to see the entire chapter 4 at one glance. Let's see that in the next video. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.